more information on what you've heard, have a travel question or comment, just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
33 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from the Four Seasons in Anguilla. Of course, getting your emails at peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve them right here on the air. In fact, we're going to do that right now. Here's one from Marla Sasuna writes, "My daughters and I are preparing to leave for our gorilla trekking trip to Rwanda over Christmas. My question is, I want to have travel insurance and not sure what the difference is between the insurance offered by my preferred Visa credit card or actually buying the insurance with a travel insurance company. Your advice is appreciated." Okay, I talk about this all the time, Marla, and I'm going to do it again. I do not buy my travel insurance by the travel provider that's offered by them, or I don't do it with my credit card. In many cases, it might even be included in the purchase if I used my credit card, but I go to a third party. In this case, you need to know that your own medical insurance will not cover you outside the United States. You need to get a good policy. And of course, TravelGuard's got one. The other one that I like is MedJet Assist. You need a service that will do the following. Whether or not you get sick or injured overseas, they will then pay to get you stabilized medically in location and then in consultation with your own personal physician. After all, who knows your medical history better than your own doctor, will determine how they're going to get you out of there, medically evacuate you, and return you to the doctor and medical facility of your choice. That's the key. There are a lot of policies out there, but the fine print says they will send you to the medical facility and doctor of their choice, and then you become the victim of the winner of the lowest bid. This is not what you had in mind when you're incapacitated to begin with. So check out TravelGuard, check out MedJet Assist. Those are just two of the companies that have language that I like in their policies. You can also go to a company called InsureMyTrip.com. They do a great job in deciphering the hieroglyphics that are in most insurance policies, so you can understand not only what they're offering, but even more important, whether you qualify, okay? And Rwanda certainly screams out for, not to scare you, I go to Rwanda all the time, but I wouldn't go without my Medevac card, the medical evacuation and repatriation insurance. That's what you need, okay? Here's one from Robert Lopez, who writes, "We are planning a cruise next year, maybe June or July. There will be six of us traveling. What do you believe would be our best option as far as cabins are concerned? One big cabin or two normal ones? Should we book direct with a cruise line or via a travel agent? Any suggestions?" Well, not knowing the ship or the cruise line that you want to do, I'll just give you some basic ideas. You do not want one big cabin because that's a police call waiting to happen. You need space. You need to be able to, you know, come back to your cabin and sleep quietly. People don't understand. The only time you spend in your cabin on a ship is to sleep and shower. You're not there entertaining anybody. You're not going to be there playing board games. I mean, all that brochure photography, throw it out. What you want to do is make sure you have a comfortable place to sleep. And here's another thought. Considering how little time you spend in your cabins, why does everybody want a balcony? I mean, it's ridiculous. In terms of a center of gravity, that's the place on the ship that's higher up that's going to pitch and roll more. I'm a big fan of the inside middle cabin. You're only going back there to sleep and shower, and then you're leaving the cabin and enjoying the rest of the ship like everybody else. It's less expensive, but then again, the center of gravity is the best. You'll sleep better, and for those of you who are prone to at least some form of seasickness, your odds of getting it are diminished almost exponentially, if I could pronounce that. Also, you asked about booking directly with a cruise line or a travel agent. I'm a big fan of booking through a travel agent, especially a travel agent who specializes in cruise-only travel. They have preferred supplier relationships with individual cruise lines, which is why it's important for me to know which line you were booking, but you can ask that of the travel agent themselves, because that will give you other options that you wouldn't normally get if you just go online or go through the cruise line, as in dining preferences, shore excursion preferences, and onboard credits. That's the way I would go. So I hope that's helpful to you. Here's one from Howard Schuster, who asks, "My son will be attending the University of Minnesota in the fall." Okay, I went to the University of Wisconsin. I'm a Badger. I will forgive you that he's a Gopher, but we'll keep on going here. "I expect he and our family will be making several trips to Minneapolis each year. Sun Country has significantly lower fares to Minneapolis from Newark Liberty. I've seen articles about their ground operation issues. Are they a reliable and safe airline? Is it worth saving $50 per round trip on Sun Country, or should we stick with United and Delta?" Well, a word about Sun Country. They only have about 32 planes in their fleet, but the good news is they're all the same type of planes. They're all 737s, which means they're maintained in a consistent way because everybody's been trained to maintain them on the same type of aircraft. Their pilots are trained to fly the same aircraft. And guess where they're based? Where your kid's going to college? Minneapolis. So I always want to fly an airplane to that to the city where they're based because they want to get home more than even I do. So yes, and they are a safe airline. So I would strongly suggest you consider them. But then again, it just gets down to not safety and reliability because I think that's already covered. It gets down to schedule. If they have a convenient schedule for you and you can make it happen or you have flexibility in your own schedule, then go ahead and book them. All right? Here's one from Catherine Ryder writes, it's another question about travel insurance. My husband and I are taking a Viking cruise in France. We are Chase Sapphire preferred cardholders, which does offer travel insurance. In your opinion, do we also need to purchase the Viking policy? This gets right back down to reading the policy language. Go to insuremytrip.com, put in the language or the policy that they're offering from your credit card, put in the policy that they're offering from Viking, and then put in what I talked about before, either Travel Guard or MedJet Assist, and guess what? You'll have a pretty good answer as to whether or not you need to spend additional money, whether or not you're already covered, or even worse, what you may not be covered for at all if you happen to purchase that policy. I hope that makes sense. We'll be back with more from Anguilla and the Four Seasons as Ion Travel returns right after this.
Got a travel question or comment? Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com.